Panthers Director of Hockey, Guy Doucette, joins us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. And Guy, you've picked your man, you've found your man, you've nailed your man, and Tim Wallace is going to be the head coach for the Nottingham Panthers.
Yes, I'm very happy with the appointment of Tim as our head coach. I looked hard and long, and I believe we found the best candidate that was available to us. I think Tim brings a lot of things to the table. He has experience in the league, which was something that was important to us, where we're trying to build something that's going to be a little stable and sustainable for the future. And I believe Tim knows the league well, and he can bring that. He also has a great playing experience, so he was a player, so he knows how to deal with the league as a player, and that was something that was very important for me when I was looking at candidates. And he obviously did a good job last year in the league as a player coach, so that's also something we were looking for, somebody that had some previous experience as a coach. I did my homework. I digged hard and long, and I only heard really good things about Tim as a coach and as a person, so I'm very pleased that we managed to get our man.
On the face of it, there was a great deal of loyalty shown by Tim Wallace last year, because Milton Keynes had a rough year.
Yes, of course, that's also something I noticed when I was talking to Tim, and that's a quality that you want as a head coach. You want something that would stick through good times, but also hard times, and we all know that it was kind of a tricky situation, a tough situation last year in Milton Keynes, but credit to him, credit to his players, they stuck through it, they battled hard, they managed to get some results down the line, so I think that's that shows what kind of person he is, what kind of character he brings to the culture we're trying to build here in Nottingham.
And looking at that playing resume of Tim Wallace, NHL and all across Europe at top leagues, he's going to have a lot of contacts for players and recruitment. And he's been involved in recruitment anyway at Milton Keynes and at other clubs previously.
Yes, of course, that's also a big asset that made Tim so attractive to us when we chose him as the head coach. He's been recruiting before. He's also proactive in recruiting this summer and last summer. So for us, the more help we can get, the more contacts we can get in terms of trying to find the right players to build this culture we're trying to achieve here in Nottingham. I think Tim is going to help us through that. And it's coaching role nowadays it affects a lot of things. It's not only the guy behind the bench that makes the decision. There's a lot of things on a day-to-day basis, this, but also in the off-season. So I think I was lucky enough to find a guy that ticks a lot of boxes for us.
Also, he understands the rivalry with the team in Yorkshire. He's played in the wrong colours in those fixtures. You've played in the black and gold in those fixtures. So between you do know that that's an important fixture every time we play Sheffield, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. We both, I think we've been on both sides of it, like you said. So it's going to be nice to finally be on the black and gold side together. And it's going to be easier for him to relay the message to the players because he played in those games. And I think those are the funnest games to play as a player. So I don't think it's going to be that hard for the guys to understand. But it's nice to be able to talk through the guys for someone that's played in them.
Wish you well. You've picked your man. We hope it all works out. Guy Doucette on Panthers Radio with Zynomics.